Bartender, your food needs refill. And coming in from just a bit outside, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian over there. You can call him. You can call him Wild Thing.
I'm sure. I'm sure. See, I'm sure that we could just get any sort of team to come in and fill the Brewers' spot. I'm sure people would just love to come in here because Milwaukee's a cool town. Why don't you look at what happened? Look at how they united against, or not against, for the Bucks. You know,
oh, it was
beautiful. The whole place,
it was beautiful.
It's fantastic. Why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? And why wouldn't you? I don't know. Do what all the rest of the businesses around the area is, and I don't know. Figure out how to make it happen on your own. I don't know. Or maybe the people that are already profitable, maybe they can figure out how to do it on their own, so that the folks that maybe want to go and make a bigger, better business, but just need a little bit of help, get a little bit more money instead. Imagine, let's separate the baseball thing. Imagine, let's say we like the Foxconn stuff, where you put all your eggs in one basket on this one corporation. Instead of that, you invest in just say entrepreneurs, just general, in general, entrepreneurs, brand new entrepreneurs business. You got a brand new business here, have money. I don't care. Doesn't matter. Don't even have to piss in a cup. Don't care. But like if 50% of them worked out, it's still better than if any one of them worked out, it's still less of a debt burden than the Foxconn.
Yeah. And it wouldn't have required us to completely revamp the entire freeway system from the border all the way up to that site in Mount Pleasant as well,
which is faster to get to Chicago now, but by 3 minutes.
I was going to say that freeway had just been improved though. They had just improved it, and they're like, oh, we got to add an extra lane now for Foxconn. And that was all at the taxpayer cost.
And then they stopped it because of Orange barrel fatigue.
I think every Wisconsinite experiences
the whole
orange
world
barrel
does, dude.
It's winter and construction season here, and it's bad. And I know
same
you've lived
in
a lot
Chicago,
of other places.
In Chicago, it's construction season all day long, because as long as those contracts keep rolling in, things are working out. But I guess my point is like, why are we helping out the ones that have already helped themselves? Why do we continue to?
Well,
and I love baseball too. I don't want it to leave, the best you can do in a negotiation ever is be the one person who can walk away. If you can walk away, you have power in the negotiation.
That's true. And I'm not saying that that some county, state level assistance isn't necessarily completely off the table, but I think somebody sitting there and crying and saying, I'm going to take my ball somewhere else if I don't get what I want, exactly what I want, and that's just a completely separate conversation. Because sure, if you're saying that the taxpayer financing that we are in seeking is for X jobs, or you can tie the economic to the financing, or there's going to be some recovery of that financing for the taxpayers back in the long run, fine. But do not tell me that it's like zero-sum game. It's going to be either we're getting the public financing or we're out of here.
I have an idea how you can publicly finance it and also, you know, have people literally and emotionally invest in it. If only there was another, like, is there a team in the state that maybe has more of like a, I don't know, a different ownership model than the rest of the league, perhaps that maybe you could, I don't know, sell shares of the team to go and possibly fund it. I'm just throwing it in there. And then
I think that's a much better way.
And then the people who want to go and throw money at it get a little bit of a reward and things like that. And then they also, but at the same time,
you're not taking away from county parks, the airport, the roads, and everything else that the county taxpayers' dollars are supposed to go to.
But that would never work in this state. People are not interested. Oh.
Oh, wait. That's exactly how Lambeau Field did all this improvement.
That's exactly how
exactly.
The Green Bay, the most beloved team in this state, and they do it. And no one's ever like, oh, I wonder what they're doing that's really good.
Or
how is this smaller market team always competing?
It's an interesting, you know, Brian, and I love that. I think the Packers ownership model definitely needs to be taken into consideration for more of these major league sports teams.
At least try it.
But at the same time, you're not going to have a group of people that collectively are going to go out and try to set that up on their own. that would have to be instituted by one of the owners. It would have to be a transition away from of one of the current owners in another major league sports team or sport to be able to go forward and do that, because this isn't the early 1900s anymore. You're not going to see something organic like that happen. Because I believe the Packers ownership model was always like that, right? When they were the transition from the Acme Packers. I don't know that. I mean, maybe if you know out there, 844-967-2789. I don't know exactly how that style of the ownership came about for the Packers, but it's definitely not the norm for major league sports around the country.
Yeah, but why not try it? Why not? Yeah. It's something that may, in fact, has worked. But again, they're not going to sell the team. They already have enough money for it. And I'll tell you this. A town like Milwaukee, they don't have a hockey team. But have you ever been to a Milwaukee Admirals game?
Not in a long time.
It is awesome. It is so much fun. You ever been to a Milwaukee Milkmen game?
No, I haven't.
Fantastic. You know, if there was no baseball, I still go. I love going to Brewers games. I love watching. Even if I'm a Cubs fan, I'll still go to a Brewers game and have a great time because I love baseball. But I'm sure we'll be fine. And maybe the Milwaukee Milkmen will become more popular to go to, because honestly, it's a fun time to go to. And really, all you want to do is, you know, spend a little time out in the park watching a game with your kids.
Yeah, no, I love going to the ball game, and so I'm very excited the fact that opening day is on the schedule. It's going to be on 414 day. It's going to happen 2 weeks later than it was originally supposed to. We're getting a full 162 game season, and I just find it disheartening that all of the excitement from around opening day is now kind of, to me at least, a little bit tainted, because you got all of a sudden the owners that just got off of a negotiation with labor now turning to county and state officials saying, well, heads up, we didn't get more money out of the players, but now we're going to be looking for about $100 million or more out of the taxpayers.
The timing is amazing.
Yes. No, it's definitely some impeccable timing, Brian. Very folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. That's Brian over there. He's broadcasting in Waukesha from the Shaw 101 FM. I'm here in Madison, Devil Radio 92.7 FM. You want to join the conversation? Give us your tangent, 844-967-2789. It's a Friday.
Well, let's give him credit. At least he didn't spike himself.